Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Daylight Marriage by Heidi Pittler. Read by Exie Sands. Home is so far from home. Emily Dickinson. Life itself may be part of the answer to the riddle of the faint young sun. Carrie Emanuel. What We Know About Climate Change. Chapter 1. Later, in weaker moments, Lovell Hall reminded himself of the logical fallacy that young scientists so often committed. Post hoc, ergo propter hoc. After this, therefore because of this. Of course, without certain information, and in the face of other unfortunate realities, the timing of that evening with his wife was impossible to ignore. On the way home from his office in Cambridge, he had come to a stop in traffic with little more to look at than the back end of a maroon Dodge minivan and the rusted undercarriage of a semi. He was hungry. He was dizzy with hunger. This was the wrong day to have skipped lunch. He would probably miss dinner with his family again. And he had vowed to Hannah to make it home in time, for once. He had even left Mass Environmental before 5. But because the universe had a way of conspiring against him, specifically when it came to being the husband that Hannah wanted, here he was, with his car idling on high. Here he sat, mumbling obscenities about the minivan and the other commuters who drove instead of taking the train. His own office was nowhere near a train station. Anticipating her barely muffled wrath when he got home. When he finally opened the front door of his house an hour and a half after he had left Cambridge, he dropped his jacket at the foot of the stairs and went toward the kitchen. "I'm ravenous," he said to Hannah as he helped himself to the soupy dregs of spaghetti at the bottom of the bowl. The two kids cleared their plates. She rose to collect the other dishes and glasses around him on the table.